Hey, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host. And with me, my good friend, Dustin Houseman. Welcome, Dustin.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be back.
Yes. And for those of you that happen to listen to football, we do something called the High School Roundup, which we cover both Carrollton, which Dustin is a reporter at the Carrollton games and sends us info, and we do the Calhoun games and, of course, the Jersey games. In Calhoun, I have Roland Benz getting us info, and in Jerseyville, I've got Sean McDonald, and we're watching the games live on video, in screen, and Craig Ballman and Greg Brown are calling the games, and we have Cruz Blackerby receiving extra info that we can share with the listeners. And it, I don't know, people seem to like it. Tune in on at 7 o'clock on Friday nights and enjoy our broadcast. Now, Dustin, of course, Dustin, you just keep looking like a football player.
Yeah.
I know you. When did you – I know you played football at Carrollton.
Carrollton, yeah.
Right, and graduated what year?
1989.
Been a fan.
Oh yeah, I've loved football since I can remember what sports were. I just something about the camaraderie of sport to me. Yeah. It's you're warriors inside the paint, but then as soon as the last whistle blows, you have a common demeanor in each other to where, hey, you know what? We just gave blood, sweat, and tears, and now we're brothers.
We're
in
all
arms.
In this together.
Yes. And social media has made it even that much better, I feel, with all the surrounding schools being friends.
Yeah.
You know, they have a common denominator in the sport of football.
I think that's gotten better with time.
It definitely has.
And you like to say communication.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these kids, they game together and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. You know, they're... Of course, you wake up Saturday morning and you feel okay. You're a little sore, but Sunday you comes around and you've known, if you've been out there on the gridiron, you've known that you're out there. You got a stiff neck, lower back's a little stiff, and so they kind of sit around and game and chit chat with each other.
Well, today, this morning, we're going to game. We're going to talk. You're pretty big on the WIBC, along with all other football teams, but the WIBC especially.
Love it.
And of course, Carrollton's in the WIBC along with Calhoun and Triopia and Greenfield and Brown County and Pleasant Hill, Mendon Unity, I think.
Yep.
Are they in there?
Yep, they're in the North Division. So we've got a North and a South Division in the conference.
Yeah, so we'll talk some football. How about first we'll talk about the Calhoun-Triopia game.
Yeah, Calhoun doing Calhoun things.
Yeah, I think according to... the coaches at Calhoun, they're as good, bigger, and better than they've ever been. You know, they're excited about it.
Without a doubt. I mean, they lost Jack Good, Connor Longnecker. That's a couple of kids that's really hard to replace, not only as football players, but as young men. When you speak to those boys, they're young men. They're just good. They're good guys.
Yeah. You know, and the big thing with Calhoun, because I remember back when they went – back-to-back state champion showed up for the championship games. If you have, which they're going to do it again this year, when you have a season where your varsity, your starting team basically plays the first half and the second players play
the majority of the second half.
And, man, I mean, you talk about get some experience.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the starters for Calhoun only played the first quarter, didn't they, this past Friday?
I'm not sure on that.
I think I read something or I heard something about that, but regardless of the fact, even if it's a half, I mean, to put 50 points on the board and then not allow your opponent to score, I mean, you
– And it's Triopia.
Yeah.
Triopia has a heck of a history of football.
Yes, they do. I mean,
I don't know how they are this year.
Well, the thing of it is that, you know, Don Camp, the name is infamous with football up there. Oh, yeah. And so, you know, it doesn't matter who you're going against. I mean, to win a game 50-0 and your starters maybe play half of the game at the most, that speaks volumes for your program. Yeah, and so, like I said, you know, you got to be excited. But Calhoun fans are excited every year. They're, you know, you talk around the conference, and teams love to travel to Calhoun for the tailgating. They say it's the upper echelon, which it is. I mean, you look up on the hillside, you see all the pickup trucks parked, and then you go out amongst the cattle barns on the fairgrounds, and you've got cookers fired up, and you've got everything going on. It's a great time.
Yeah, it's
and Calhoun is very welcoming. They don't matter who you are. Yeah, they're out for blood. They want to win, but they're a very welcoming crew of people that are in the center of all that. And I think that's why people are so excited to come over there.
Yeah, they love it. It's great playing in the Hollow.
Oh yeah, it is. It is. There's you know, same thing when you go to Greenfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Greenfield's a great field.
There's just fields that are just, they just have a different feel to them. You know, they feel like a football field.
Yeah. And I don't, who's Calhoun have next week? Do you know?
No, yeah. I haven't looked that far ahead yet. I usually do my scheduling stuff.
I forgot. But anyway, how about Carrollton? Carrollton took on Brown County.
Oh, yeah.
And Brown County, I mean, they
– state runner-up.
Listener, yeah, they lost to Lena Winslow in the state championship. Beat Calhoun in the playoffs.
Yeah, by half a yard?
Yeah, it was
– I was over there, and that was
I was too. That was one of the most exciting games I've ever seen high school football game.
It was a blast.
Especially the last quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
Well, it just, in my opinion, the two best teams in the conference were playing to represent the conference, and it could have went either way. I mean, that's a 50-50 toss-up, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, Carrollton played Brown County.
Yeah.
They didn't.
They took it on the chin. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I mean, we have a new era in Carrollton football after over two decades of a Flowers being in control of the program. We brought in a new coach, Rob Buchanan.
How about the new coach?
Rob. He's coming into a tough situation. I mean, anytime it's kind of like the guy, Gerard Mayo, that replaced Bill Belichick in New England. That's a tough thing to follow up. And it's like following Rick Johns in Calhoun.
Yeah.
You know, Dan Bowman in Greenfield, Greenfield has been so patient with Joey, and now it's paying dividends. Joey's got Greenfield where they need to be. They're contending every year. And so it's tough when you go through, you know, the same criteria year in and year out.
Have they made many changes?
Well, yeah.
In the system?
The system's different. The coaching staff's different. We have a couple of coaches that remain, but it's a new, young, I shouldn't use the word inexperienced, but inexperienced at the varsity level coaching staff. So there are going to be some growing pains. And, you know, the thing of it is it's hard to judge week one when you play such a worthy opponent like Brown County. I mean, I read on the program they returned 13 kids from their 22-man squad last year that got runner-up. And in my opinion, they improved at quarterback with the castings.
Tell me about this quarterback.
He's incredible. I mean, he's probably one of the best athletes in the state of Illinois, not just small.
Is he the coach's son?
No.
Okay.
That the coach's son was there last year. He was their quarterback, and he was good. He ran their system well. He was a leader. But this castings kid is just – he's just a phenomenal athlete. I mean,
what year is he?
Junior. Yeah, and I mean, this past year as a sophomore, he started on the Brown County basketball team and was very productive for them.
Uh-huh.
As a basketball player. I mean, he's just an athlete.
And he's the quarterback.
Yes.
How big a kid is he?
6'4", maybe 2'10".
Is he quick?
Yeah, elusive quick. He's he's a strider. For people familiar with Chris Sleeper was a strider, I called him. Twice as fast as they look because he strided out so long. And I think this is the way the casting kid is. I mean, he can get the edge on you before you know it.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, Brown County, they're huge up front. Line probably averages 220.
Yeah, that's tough.
They got a
220
right tackle.
1A
that's
football.
Right tackle that's 6'6", 330, 335, and he moves.
Yeah.
Plays both ways. So, yeah, like I said. So,
how about Greenfield route?
Greenfield, 50-0.
Yeah,
Greenfield won that.
Yeah,
on the new route field, that they inherited from McMurray. They had an entrepreneur gentleman up there, bought the complex, and they've converted it completely over to route football. Pictures on the internet. It's beautiful. And it's got to be so nice for the route kids to finally have your own field. To when you show up, it's your vibes. It's not, you know, you're not playing on the old McMurray field. So, yeah, like I said, and like I said, earlier, Joey's doing Joey things over in Greenfield. They,
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Dustin Houseman with me. He's from Carrollton, our Carrollton insider reporter, but a WIVC insider, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So Greenfield is going to be tough this year.
Yeah.
They've got a good squad.
Yes. They're big.
And routes a little down, you think?
They have a new coach and they have a new regime up there. So, you know, it's growing pains for the new coaches.
Yep.
You got to get a feel for your boys as well as your boys have to get a feel for you. So, yeah, it's going to be growing pains. But there's a lot of excitement around route football. Like I said, with your new complex, how could you not be excited about that as a player and as a fan and as a coach?
You know, and if you get going good, the nice thing about having a Catholic school, a private Catholic school, and they're in Jacksonville.
No,
they might pick up a few players.
That's
a few good Catholics.
Yes, or
non-Catholics.
Yeah, and you know the other thing of it is, you know, if I'm a kid in Jacksonville, and maybe I'm not that big. Say I'm 5'8", 155, 160, but I'm athletic. I'm probably not going to play at JHS.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a shot to go play 1A football at route. So if you want to play football, you know, Camp Point gets some of those kids, I believe, out of the Quince area. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
I mean, I'd much rather play 1A football and play than stand on the sidelines for 4A football, 5A football, and never see the field.
Yeah. Next on the list, Pleasant Hill.
Hey, I'm so happy. Shout out to the Wolves.
I am so happy for those guys.
Absolutely. Like I said, if you're a football fan, how can you not be excited about a program like Pleasant Hill? Their last time they won a season opener was 2013. 13 years ago.
Yeah.
To just say that I won my first game of the year.
I don't know when's the last time I had a winning season.
I'd have to research that, but I'm sure it's probably been in the 2000s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, and I'd made mention last year to some people after watching them, this is a team that's on the rise.
Yeah.
And they brought in the Griggsville-Perry School District.
Just this year?
Last year.
Oh, last year.
Yes. And,
those guys didn't play football.
No. But they're athletic. When you watch their basketball program, they perform well. So, like I said, excitement. If you're a P. Hill fan right now, even if you're not a P. Hill fan, you're a football fan, be excited for that program.
Oh, yeah.
And wish them well. I hope they're as good as their first week because the Wooden Bucket game is going to be worth watching. With Calhoun and P. Hill.
Yeah, they'll because be up for that.
It's a slobber knocker any way, you know. And so, man, wouldn't that be just awesome to see those two teams being as good as they possibly could be going after that coveted trophy of the Wooden Bucket.
The Wooden Bucket. I don't know how many years they've been passing that back and forth since the 60s.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was like 62.
Yeah.
Yeah, was when it started. So that's just amazing.
Yeah.
And like I said, great, great call out there, Chris, with Pleasant Hill. So happy for them, their coaches, their players, their fans. Get excited, Wolves family. Get excited.
And then Camp Point Central
played
West Central, which West Central's Winchester and
Bluffs. Correct.
Now, Bluffs, how long have they been combined with West Central? A while.
Yeah,
huh?
Okay. They've had it going on up there for 8-9 years, maybe longer.
So how'd that game turn out?
West Central played them tough. It was 28-0 Camp Point. But you know, there again,
and Camp Point's like a legacy. I mean,
I think last year, if you look back, that might have been a running clock game.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you've cut that in half. Kudos to West Central. They're under a new regime. And, you know, they graduated Ryder Ford, who was one of the best quarterbacks in the conference and one of the best quarterbacks in small school football. And so, you know, when you lose a quarterback of his talent, it's tough. And so, like I said, shout out to West Central, 28-0, keeping it respectable.
Yeah, for sure. for sure. And then back home here to Jerseyville, Jerseyville played Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And heck of a game.
Yeah, led all the way until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen when you're going through a
reset. Another coaching change.
Well, yeah, and I love the fact that they hired Adam Hickson.
You do? What do you like about him?
He's a coach.
Yeah.
He's a player's coach. And you talk to some of the parents. One guy in particular I talked to was Doug Shard. His son's a senior.
Yeah.
And he said actually this offseason his son was excited for football.
Yeah.
With what was being brought to the table by Adam and his coaching staff. And
changing a few things up?
Yes. They changed their offense completely around. Adam is an offensive coach. He runs offenses, and he's a good mind. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, as a kid that's on the offensive side of the ball, that's got to excite you, knowing that some new things are coming in. And, you know, he's a motivator of young men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a Campsville boy, so he knows what it's like to
– Campsville boy?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did he play at Calhoun?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody's out there that can correct me, that would be great. But I do believe so. And like I said,
he's from Campsville. He played.
Yeah. 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 And
up.
So, like I said, I know his wife's a school teacher over in the Calhoun School District.
I see.
And so, like I said, Jerseyville's got a beautiful complex, and so, like I said, you know, be patient with Adam, give him his time, and he'll. I think the last time Jerseyville had a winning season was Rick Johns' last year here, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. And, you know, Jacksonville, they had – I know you didn't watch the game or nothing, but they had a running back that was like grease lightning. You know, he was hard to hold on to. And, Jerseyville man had some big turnovers, you know, defensively. Their defense looked really good. And
they're in a new conference.
Yeah, they're in a new conference.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, you get some new blood, you get the face, and, you know, maybe a little bit more suited for Jerseyville style of play, this new conference style. So, like I said, yeah, get excited. Like I try to tell everybody, get excited for these young men. I mean, they're out there. They don't make a dime. This isn't college football. This isn't professional football. These young men and ladies. We have a girl that's on our team that starts as our defensive tackle. And
what?
Yes, Jocelyn Gilbert, and she's as tough as they come. She's a senior.
You got a girl playing defensive tackle.
Yes, and let me tell you right now, them boys will tell you after the game. You know she's been there.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, and so like I said, get excited for these young athletes. Let them know that you appreciate the fact that, you know, they're out there giving everything they've got. Get behind them.
Oh yeah, I think people are.
They are. But if you're one of these people that are listening to the show and you haven't made it out, you don't need a grandson or a nephew or a cousin or any family to go enjoy football.
You know, if you can't make it, tune in.
Exactly.
Tune in. Hear all three games.
Yes.
From wherever you're at.
And like I said, but if you can make it out and enjoy that atmosphere and watch these young men and ladies and these coaches and stuff, given that they're all.
You know, Calhoun, the Warriors, they've got their mindset on going for a state championship. Of course, Brown County does too.
Yeah.
But regardless, chances are they going to have to meet up with Lena Winslow again? Whoever makes it.
Now here, yes. I would say Lena again out of the northern bracket is going to be there. They're a juggernaut.
They have been consistently.
I mean, they
great.
They lost. A lot of people are saying, oh, they lost week one. They shouldn't be seeded number one. Well, let's look at the caliber of competition they played. They played Binet Academy, which is a 3A, I believe. They're a bigger school, and they lost by one score. So, yeah, this isn't college ball where you lose and you drop in rankings.
Mm-hmm.
You go show yourself and expose yourself to larger schools and you lose, you don't deserve to take that on the chin. Just like Saturday night, East St. Louis 6A beat 8A Mount Carmel. 8A was ranked number one in state. Of course, East St. Louis number one in 6A. But East St. Louis beat them. They trailed the whole game, but then East St. Louis found that extra gear in the fourth quarter, and they showed everybody why they're nationally ranked.
Yeah.
And so there again, you know, if you're Mount Carmel, you don't deserve to drop in the ratings because you lost to a 6A school.
No.
You lost to a perennial powerhouse 6A school. So like I said, this is, to me, this is the best time of the year. You're going into the fall.
The weather's great.
Yeah. I mean, you're going into the fall. You're getting to watch some football. Volleyball's going on the opposite side. If you're not an outdoor person, maybe you got allergies or something, go catch some volleyball. But, you know, get out and support these schools.
Speaking of volleyball, okay, how's the Carrollton and Calhoun and Jersey's volleyball teams? I know Carrollton, you probably know what's going on there.
Yeah, yeah. I think Cressa Robine, which Robine name is infamous.
She played at Indiana.
Yeah.
And played well.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a great coach.
Yeah.
And she has done what most of these great coaches do. She has taken over one of the elementary programs at St. John's.
Yeah, and they're going to state championships.
Yeah, not every year, just about. It's like, you know, if they don't make the Final Four, they've had a terrible year.
Yeah.
And that's awesome that you set your expectations in that bar that high. But yes,
a small Catholic school in Carrollton.
Yeah.
Is
a powerhouse. Yeah, yeah. And they just keep pumping them out. And so in all sports. And so that's awesome. But yeah, I think.
Are they going to be tough this year?
Yes. Yeah. 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 They're going to be young, but I think they're going to be very good. Of course, Calhoun, what do you say about Calhoun? Oh, they're going to be down this year. You know, Calhoun was supposed to be down in softball, and they had a very solid year. And so I'm like, you know, I look around, I never say Calhoun's out of anything anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, these kids find ways to win.
Yeah, they are.
And
tough.
So, like I said, they're put in a position to win. They have good coaches. They have good mentors. And that's what it takes, in my opinion, is it starts with how you're being nurtured as a young individual.
And I know you watch a lot of football, and a lot of high school football. Been watching a lot of high school, especially WIVC football, for sure, 1A football. In the last several years, we got just a little bit of time left. Have you seen any new trends going on for 1A football?
Absolutely. You see the growth of offensive style of play. You used to go to a 1A football game, and all you saw was the power eye, the wing tee, and that's what you did. Well, now all of a sudden, you'll go in and you'll catch a 1A team, and you see them in the spread for a half, and then they come out the second half, and they go into a power football.
Yeah.
So the metamorphosis of scheming in 1A has become so much broader. And I think
how are they able to get away with that? How are they able to do that?
First of all, you have kids that buy into your system.
Okay.
You sell your system, and they buy what you're selling. Second of all, I feel like your assistant coaches are just as important as your head coach because – let's face it, a head coach can't be everywhere at all times.
And you're coaching maybe 10 different positions, basically, when you go from offense and defense.
If you are a head coach and you're fortunate enough to get a great OC, a great DC, somebody that works with your special teams, that's huge.
Yeah.
Because you can just kind of bounce around practice, see how things are working, clean some things up, but it's not all on your plate.
Yeah.
And like I said, we are so fortunate in our area to have such solid coaches, solid young athletes, and solid communities.
Well, Dustin, believe it or not, we've ran out of time. So we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
And
like I said, look forward to some more talks.
Yeah, we'll get you
getting
in.
Excited about football. And I'd like to end this with a shout out to Coach Rodney Flowers from Carrollton.
Let's do it.
Not only Rodney, but Nick. Those guys gave over two decades of their lives to Carrollton football, and they definitely left it in a better position than when they took it over.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And with that being said, you know, thank you isn't enough for your time and your efforts with the young men and women of the community, and especially with Rodney and his devotion to the young men and women for preaching about God, mm-hmm. letting you know that it's okay to be a Christian and be tough.
Yeah.
And I think that is so speaks volumes of him. So like I said, shout out to him, and just a shout out to any of our former WIVC coaches, Rick Johns, Danny Bowman, Greg Pullman. These guys did tremendous things in our conference.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
You guys take care. Or you take care.
Thanks, Chris.